How could I think him sexy? My mother wore those sweaters, for God's sake. The class quieted down, and he faced us with a gentle smile. This semester, I hope to introduce you to the beauty of words. Your words. Poetry is different for all people. There are love poems, fight poems, poems about war, poems about peace. Some rhyme, some don't. Some may be pages long, while others are only a few words. He took off that stupid sweater and draped it over the back of his chair. Now, how many here have been writing poems regularly? More than half the class raised their hands. I slouched down in my seat. Excellent. How about the rest of you? Occasionally, say once every few months, or at least a few times a year. Almost all of those who hadn't raised their hands now did so, leaving me and maybe one other student looking everywhere but at the professor. Very good. Now, as for those of you who are only here because you got shut out of a class you wanted to take in this time period, you're going to have to suffer along and do the best you can. I heard the amusement in his voice, and I had to press my lips together to hold back my laughter, even as I checked him out. A smile rested on his face as he glanced around the classroom. His gaze passed over me, then returned. I raised a brow, crossed my arms, and settled in my seat. I knew I didn't look like most of the other students who'd barely reached the legal drinking age, if that. I was older by a few years, and battle-weary. A year in jail would do that to anyone. I saw some of the girls checking me out, their eyes lingering on the tattoos on my arms, thinking I was a bad boy with a hidden poet's soft heart. Don't kid yourself, girls. No heart of gold here. The professor's gentle smile faded, and he blinked, then cleared his throat. Yes. Well, let's get started. Since it's the first class, I won't keep you the entire period. Your assignment is to pick a word and write a poem about it. There's no limit on the length. It can be as long or short as you like. Of course, I'm not saying two words is appropriate, but as poets, you'll know when it feels right to stop. A student raised his hand, and the earnest expression on his face made me want to laugh. Did they really think this class was going to make them a poet, or that they'd make a living writing poetry? The professor called on him. Yes?
Do you have a list of suggested words, or is it any word we want?
I prefer for you to use whatever word you choose. I trust you all as adults. I could see my poem now. My Dick, by Justin Molina. I snickered to myself at the thought. Of course, there are some who might use this as an exercise in silliness, but I'm sure we're all beyond that kind of childish behavior. I darted a glance at the professor to find his mild-mannered gaze resting on me as if he could read my thoughts. My face flamed. Fuck. This is stupid. There's my word. I'll go home and write a poem about how stupid it is to write poetry. I'll see you all here next week. Please have your poems ready by then. He collected the extra curriculum sheets and put them in his briefcase. I hefted my backpack onto my shoulder and walked out of the classroom. Only one more year, and I'd be done. The first in my family to graduate not only high school, but college as well. I headed outside on Lafayette Street toward Washington Square Park, stopping first at the coffee cart. No $4 coffee for me. Every penny I made at my work-study job at the library went either to food or rent. I hadn't seen a movie in years, didn't have cable or a fancy computer. My phone came through the government. Dinner out was Papaya King or a 99-cent slice of pizza. Otherwise, it was whatever was on sale at the supermarket that week. I had the park to run through and could use the university gym if I felt inclined to exercise. I sat on a bench, greedily inhaling the scent of weed from the group of frat boys two benches down. Another thing I didn't have money for, but damn, I missed the high. I'd never used hard drugs, but weed took the edge off if my day was shit, which it was most of the time. I sipped my coffee and checked out the guys and girls strolling by. The air blew warm, and the boobs and biceps were on full display. I'd always been an equal opportunity appreciator, but lately my taste ran to guys. I'd lost my steady girl, Crystal, when I went to prison, but I wasn't surprised. We'd had no commitment, so I couldn't expect her to stay. Inside, I found plenty of guys willing to suck my dick, and not only was I satisfied with that, but I